Thank you, President Feuer, and good evening to everyone that's joining us here. And I just I was at a Safeway this weekend, and at least two people came up to me and said, you know, I actually listened to the Board of Education meeting on radio. So good evening to them as well. So this Friday, I will be joining with members of the California Masons at Gordon J. Lau Elementary School to kick off the Masonic Public Schools Month, which is the month of April. For those of you that were not aware, the Masons provide investments in success scholarship program for high school seniors who demonstrate extraordinary potential and strength of character, especially by overcoming significant obstacles to achieve their academic goals. They also support raising a reader, they support various engagement and literacy programs in various languages, and they are now in place in 15 elementary schools. The John L. Cooper Grand Master of Masons in California will be there to present us, get ready for it, a check for $165,000. And this ceremonial check represents the investment the Masons have made to support San Francisco Unified School District students throughout the course of the year. So I want to thank the Masons for their continuous support. Also, more than 2,000 students, mostly from San Francisco Unified School District, will be taking part in the National Geographic and National Park Service BioBlitz, where they will volunteer as scientists, and family, students, teachers, and other community members will fan out around the Golden Gate National Recreation Area to find and identify as many species of plants, animals, microbes, fungi, and other organisms as possible within 24 hours. I know most middle school parents will say, just look in the room, in the bedrooms. But this will be at Golden Gate National Recreation Area. And while doing this, they will explore the national park in their backyard while contributing to the protection of these natural resources, a great example of our STEM learning in effect. I also want to congratulate Argonne Elementary School, which will be hosting its first STEAM, Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math, Career Day with a visit from Dr. Meg Lohman of the California Academy of Science and classroom presentations from parents and community members who will be talking and conferring with students about STEAM-related careers. The day will culminate with an egg drop contest at lunch, which is a school-wide favorite. And I'm really excited to find out whose egg survives the drop this year. I also would like to thank SFUSD's School Health Programs and the Office of Family Community Engagement for having their third annual Families Dinner to celebrate LGBTQ Pride district-wide. All LGBTQ San Francisco Unified School families and students are welcome to this event. It will take place tomorrow, Wednesday, March 26th, from 5:30 to 7:30 at Aptos Middle School, which is located at 105 Aptos Avenue here in San Francisco. Families, you do not need to register for this event, and you can contact Eric Martinez at 242-2615 to do so if you choose. I know that I will be joined there with by many of our commissioners, and we look forward to greeting and breaking bread with all of you there. I'd also like to congratulate our very own Lowell High School on its fantastic finish, eighth place, this past weekend at the Mock Trial California competition, which was held in San Jose, California. This is the second top 10 finish for our Lowell students in the past 3 years, and it's a testament to the great leadership of Chuck Raznikoff and Doris Chang. So congratulations to our Lowell High School students. And finally, I'll be speaking a little bit later about our National Board Certified Teachers. But finally, for my comments, I'd also like to thank Support for Families for their wonderful event this past Saturday at O'Connell High School, where we brought together hundreds of families to learn about, to work together around students with disabilities and how we support students with disabilities. Commissioner Norton gave a moving keynote speech, and I also want to thank Deputy Superintendent Guerrero and our Assistant Superintendent for Special Education Services, Dr. Liz Blanco, for also being there and sharing words. It was really, truly inspiring to see parents coming together and being very, very active in the education of their parents. So thank you, Support for Families. How many years is this now, Commissioner Norton?
A lot.
It's a lot. It's got to be over 12 years, 12 to 15 years. So thank you. We really appreciate it, and it really is one of the highlights of our march every year. Thank you.